Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Maseches Bava Kamma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalid. Shar Shayim is Chavin, a shar that intended to do damage, a lachaveirai, meaning to another shar. Vehika is a isha. Instead, he struck a pregnant woman. Vyatsi Yuladea, and her babies came out. Potter midmei velades. Now, if a person did this, and accidentally caused the women to lose her children, so he would have to pay a money compensation for the velades, for the children. But there is no such din by a shar. The truth is, the Batanura explains, even if the shar intended to strike the pregnant woman and the babies came out, he would also not incur for his balabas a chiyuv to pay for the velades. The mei velades is only when a person does the damage. Like the pasuk says, ki yinatzu anoshim. Why then does the Mishnah use this lashon of shar shayim ischavan lechaveiroi? The shar tried to strike another shar and accidentally hit the woman, when the same would be true if the shar intentionally went after the pregnant woman? And the answer is, because in the next part of the Mishnah, when we'll be dealing with Adam, there is a chilek. V'adam shayim ischavan lechaveiroi, a person that intended to hit his friend, but by mistake, v'hika se'isha, he struck this woman. V'yatsu yuladel, as she lost her children, Rachmana Litzlan, Mishalim de Mevalades, he would have to pay to the husband money for those children. So this is a big chumrah by Adam HaMazik. Even though he didn't try to hit the woman, he was trying to hit someone else. He only by mistake hit the woman. But he still has to pay de Mevalades. So because we use that lashon by Adam, when a person tried to strike his friend and he hit the woman, we use the same lashon by the shar. When the shar tried to strike his friend, another shar, by mistake he hit the woman. But the truth is, in regard to the shar, even if he intended to hit the woman, he would also not pay Dmei Velades, meaning to say that his balabas would not pay Dmei Velades because the shar doesn't have money to pay. Zakt Mishnah Vayter, Kate said Mishalim Dmei Velades. How does one pay this Dmei Velades? Zakt Mishnah Shaman Asisha, he says, how much would this woman be sold for if she was sold for a shivcha on the marketplace? Kama Hiyafa, how much would she be worth if she was sold as a woman who is expecting children, atchaloyalada, before she gave birth, v'kama hiyafa mishiyalada, and how much would she be worth after she gave birth? After she gave birth, she would be worth less, because whoever is buying the shivcha would not be buying the children. So that difference, that goes to the husband when a person has to pay the mevalada. So Pshim Ben Gamliel disagrees. Amar Pshim Ben Gamliel, im kein, if that is the case, you want to figure out how much she's worth as an expectant woman and how much she would be worth if she wasn't expecting a child. It's just the opposite. Mishayisha Yiledes, once she gives birth, Mishbacha, she's worth more. Why? Because especially in the times of the Mishnah, a woman was in danger when she had to give birth. She was in a sakana. So a person would say, she's expecting a baby. They didn't have today the doctors and the medicine that they have today. So she's in a sakana. So who says she's going to survive? So she would be worth less. So I don't understand, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. You're saying, you Tanakam are saying, she's worth, let's say, 500 when she's expecting two children, and only 200 when she's not expecting. Okay, so the 300 you pay to the balabas. It's just the opposite. When she's not expecting, she's not in a sakana, people are willing to pay more for her. Meaning to say, had she been a shivcha that was being sold. Ella rather says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shamanis of Lodis, we assess the children, Kamehen Yofen, how much they're worth if somebody would buy these babies. Then no, he's saying, and you give the money, labal, to the husband. The Torah says it goes to him. The Pasuk says, bala isha vim ein labal, if she has no husband. No, he's saying, then we give this money, liyarshav, to those who would inherit the husband. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, hoisa, if this woman was a shivcha, and later she was freed, vim ishtachra, and she's married to a ger, or to an eved that was freed, a giyiris, or this woman was a giyiris, a lady ger that was married to a ger or an eved that was freed, and they had no other children after they were megayah themselves or freed, and the husband is no longer alive. So in other words, there are no yarshim. Now we're going to learn later, if the husband was a Yisrael, there would always be a yarish. If he doesn't have any children, goes to his father. If he has no father, goes to his brothers. If he has no father, no brothers, goes up to his grandfather. He has no grandfather, goes to his uncles. It keeps going all the way up until Yaakov Avinu, and it comes all the way down to his most closest cousin. But in the case of a ger, it could be Taka has no yarshim. Now, what's the halacha? If a ger passes away and there are no yarshim, there's no one to inherit him, And whoever gets it first keeps it. So this person, although he owes the money to the ger, but he has it first. He keeps his own money that he has to pay to the ger. And that's the reason, pater, that he's pater. Now, the truth is that the same would be true for a regular Yisraelis that was married to a ger. The reason the Mishnah uses the lashon of shivcha v'nishtach or giyar is because usually that's who's married to a ger. Zayzak to batanur. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, a shar that intended to strike another shar inadvertently struck a woman as she lost her children she was expecting. There is no chiyuv of dmei v'lad. This and the same would be true of the shar intended for the isha. But a person who tried to strike his friend by mistake hits the woman and she loses her children, he has to pay dmei v'lad. The Tanna Kamma holds dmei v'lad is assessed by saying how much is the woman worth less if supposedly she sold for a shivcha. We don't sell her for a shivcha. But if she would be sold for a shivcha, how much would she be worth less now that she doesn't have her yaladim? Rav Shimon Gamliel says just the opposite. She doesn't have the yaladim, she's worth more. So rather we assess how much the yaladim are worth and we give it to the Baal. If the Baal is not alive, it goes to his yarshim. If there are no yarshim, so he's patur because it's like he keeps it himself. It's as if he has to pay it, but there's no one to take it, so he takes it.